الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. للفقراء الذين أحصروا في سبيل الله لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained that when we spend in the path of Allah, we are doing it for our own good. And it looks like we are giving away to others, but we are actually depositing in our own account of Akhirat. And what it really is that from one of our own accounts, we are just transferring to another account. From a temporary account where our returns are very small, to a permanent account where the returns are permanent and very big forever. Now, yeah, this is what we are spending, and this is very necessary in every aspect of our deen and our ibadat, to make the most out of what we are doing. The time we are giving, let us see how much we can get the most out of our time. The money we are spending, let us see how much we can get the biggest returns on the money. So that is a great concern a person should have. Dua of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadati. Guide us to the best of your ibadat. A person might engage 1 hour in ibadat, but he's doing it of a lesser quality. That same 1 hour, if he did it in something more greater, his return should have been so much more. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam left the home of his wife Umm Salma radiyallahu ta'ala anha after Fajr. And then he returned near Zuhr time, Chash time. And she was sitting from Fajr till that time making liquor. So he asked her, "You're making liquor all this time?" She said, "Yes, I'm busy all this time." Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, "I read subhanallah wa hamdihi adada khalqihi wa rida nafsihi wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimati 3 times, and I got more sawab than you're sitting from the morning till now." So if we make the right ibadat in a little time, we can acquire great amounts. And that should be our concern. If we're going to do business where we are going to make a small return, and the same effort, same capital, where we can get a big return, everyone goes for the bigger return. If we got 10 million rand to invest, we can invest it in city center and we can get great returns from there. And if we're going to invest it in the Karoo, where there are no returns whatsoever, a liability for us, that will be the most stupid investment. So all our investment we do, we should see where we get the greatest returns. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala explains now, when you give your charity, which is the best place you should give your charity, where you will get the best returns. Allah says, لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الَّذِينَ أُحْصِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ خَيْرَاتُ الْفَقِيرُ کے لیے ہے چور کیے ہوئے ہیں اللہ کے راہ میں. Those people, spend your money on those people who are captivated in the path of Allah. Who are those people who are learning deen? The Ashabi Sufa. They could go and earn money also of this dunya. They did not do any business, any farming. They did not work for anyone. They freed themselves only for Allah, to learn the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So spend money on those people. Those people who will learn deen and teach deen and may keep deen alive. And our money is in that investment. How much of deen will come alive? We will get our returns by that. So that is where we should spend our money. The ulama explained that those students of deen who have sacrificed everything, they could, they are young people, in fact they could go to university and earn, get big degrees and then earn outwardly big money of this world. Or they could go and open a business, and they can join in their parents' business, but they chose to learn deen. So, and they have sacrificed for that. That is where a person should spend, give his money. Whether it is his zakat or his nafal charities, where the people are mustahiq, they deserve that, then it should be spent on them. Similarly also, ulama mufassirin have explained, those people who have freed themselves for jihad. That is, there are two types of jihad. One is against the kuffar, the outward jihad. So those people who are going out and to spread Islam and to make Islam alive. And the other jihad is the jihad of the nafs. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, رَجَعْنَا مِنَ الْجِهَادِ الْأَكْبَرِ إِلَى جِهَادِ الْأَصْغَرِ. That we have returned from the big jihad, مِنَ الْجِهَادِ الْأَصْغَرِ إِلَى جِهَادِ الْأَكْبَرِ. We have returned from the small jihad in the battlefield to the big jihad of the nafs. In one hadith it comes, الْمُجَاهِدُ مَنْ جَاهَدَ نَفْسَ. The real mujahid is that person who fights his nafs. In other words, those people who are involved in the khanqah and they have devoted their time. They are not earning money, they are not doing business, they are making jihad of their nafs. So those are the people, the best, Allah says, where you can spend your money. Your return will be the greatest if you spend on these type of people who have freed themselves for deen. And these are those people that if the person makes his islah, then through him thousands of other people also's islah is being made. And they have freed themselves because normally if one person can't do two jobs. You can only do one job at a time. So they have freed themselves for this noble work of Islam, which will keep the knowledge of deen alive, and which will keep deen itself also alive. So spend your money in those places. Allah Himself says that is the right places where you should spend. The first, all other places also. But you want the maximum returns on your investment, then spend in these places. And these are those people, لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض. چل پھر نہیں سکتے ملک میں. Because of their occupation, they cannot get involved in other things of this dunya. They can't get involved in business. They can't go and work for somebody. On this basis, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said that the ulama should not engage in any other kind of business, half day teaching, because then your mind is not one side. You should devote yourself fully and accept a salary for that, then you are responsible also. If you do it voluntarily, then you feel I'm doing it free of charge. So nobody can tell me if I come late, doesn't matter. I'm not taking a salary. If I don't complete my work, nobody can tell me because I'm not taking a salary. Take a salary so that you are now responsible, and then the work of deen can be done properly. So these are those people who don't do any other work, who have freed themselves. And so that is the places where you get the maximum return you spend on such people. So we should seek out where are those people, like the Darul Ulooms, where the students of deen are learning, like the Khanqahs, where the people are making the jihad of their nafs, and they are spending there. However, if those people have got enough of their own money, they don't need any, then it's quite in order. But if those people, and normally the system has been all along, it was the poor people who will become to go to the Darul Ulooms to learn deen. It will be the poor people who will go to the Khanqahs and make the Islam. The rich and wealthy people are preoccupied with their business, and they don't pay attention to this aspect of deen. So this aspect of deen will be kept alive when these people free themselves fully for that purpose, and those who are earning will support them. In this way the balance will come, and the rich will be doing their dunya, but they will be getting a share in this great work of these people. These people, on the other hand, they won't be earning dunya, but they will be serving Islam. They will be seeing to our needs, and when they are free, they can devote themselves fully to their studies and acquire maximum their studies also, their islah also, and then the right thing of every procedure is that when you have studied in that field, then now you serve the people with that what you have acquired. Now with that knowledge of deen, serve the ummah. Now that you have made your Islah, now make the Islah of other people and let the whole Ummah be guided to righteousness. So in this short ayat, Allah has taught us the way with the most maximum return of our investments we can make. And we should look out for those places and try and spend on those people. May Allah give us tawfiq to, in all our ibadat, to look for where we can do that the maximum return. In fact, in this, many people, like for example, we have devoted 10 minutes for Durood Sharif. And we're reading a kitab, like there are certain kitabs which are common amongst our people. Durood al-Lakhi, Durood al-Taj, etc. And all these Durood Sharifs have got words of shirk in them. It's wrong to read those Durood kitab, but the person doesn't know and is reading these wrong words of which are in those kitabs also. So find out from the ulama which kitab should I read, which Durood should I read. One Durood we can read, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How great returns. The same time we could have read, Jazallahu Anna Muhammadan Ma Huwa Ahlu. We have put 70 farishtas writing the rewards for 1,000 days. They're getting tired writing those rewards. So it's up to us which ibadat, which zikr we want to do. In the same way, making qiyas and analogy with that our money also we spend, let us see where we get the maximum return. One is we spend our money, for example, on a holiday. We spend 200,000, we go with the family, we go to some foreign destination. All that money not only down the drain, but it is down the sewage, and that sewage water comes back again and floods our whole house. All the harm of it, all the wrong that we spend our money. And if we spend 20,000 in a good cause, how much of good, great return a person could get. So our money also, we should see where we spend it and on whom we spend our money. Even on our own, we spend it, but we are spending it, well, we're taking out an insurance policy. Now we are still paying premiums, but all that money is going in haram all the time. So we should be very careful with all our investment to see that we are doing the right investment. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.